Did you ask Jesus into your heart the right way? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am one of those people, especially in my faith, who can get so caught up on perfection, trying to do things right, trying to be sure, overthinking until I hate myself, and sometimes I'm struggling with the way I feel about God. I spend a lot of time looking at my faith and wondering the very question that today's Devo poses. It's called, Did I Do It Right? By Allison Wilson Lee. I was struggling and needed advice. I thought my camp counselor from summer youth camp might be the person to ask. So I wrote the counselor, who I'll call Libby, and explained my dilemma. Years before, I had put my faith in Jesus for forgiveness, trusting him to pay the price for my sins and make me pure before God. I believed Jesus had paid for the punishment I deserved. I believed he had risen from the dead, but I just couldn't trust that I had done it right. Did I ask Jesus in the right way to forgive me and lead my life? When I asked Jesus to wipe away my guilt before God, did I ask correctly? I felt I couldn't be sure. Here was Libby's answer. Write it in a book. She suggested I pray and ask Jesus once more to rescue me from my sins and make me God's child. I had done this already several times. But I took Libby's advice, told God again that I wanted Jesus to be my savior, and wrote the date in a notebook. It didn't help. I still anxiously wondered, did I do it right? Libby intended to guide me. However, what I've learned since then has brought me the peace I longed for. God is a loving father who wants to have a relationship with us. He doesn't build barriers to keep us from him. Our sin does that. When we trust Jesus to pay for our sins because we cannot erase our own guilt, we become God's children. God is not like a stern taskmaster looking for anything out of place. No, he longs to give us grace and show us compassion. When we approach God, even with trembling faith, he welcomes us. We may not have strong faith, but we can trust God offers tremendous love. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, he is our savior. But even as Christians, we may still have moments when we doubt that God accepts us. When this happens, it can help to pray something like this. Thank you, God, that Jesus is my savior. It can also help to consider the question, what lies about God's character might lead me to these doubts? God invites us to rest in his mighty love for us, and this is one of the ways he helps our faith grow stronger. As we get to know God better, we often find that the fear of being rejected by him feels less overwhelming. How would you like to grow in your relationship with Jesus? Who is a trusted Christian in your life who could help you pursue deeper intimacy with him? As you and I can read in Isaiah 30, verse 18, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah 30, verses 15 through 18, Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 21, and Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? I know I did. I love hearing personal testimonies of what God is teaching people. If the Lord's taught you something new recently, I want to hear about it, and so do our other listeners and readers. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also join us for tomorrow's Devo called Checkmate Part 1. With Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.